Thank you. I'm actually Scott McNabb. I am the Associate Director for Science at the National Center for Public Health Informatics at the CDC. And I'm presenting this on behalf of my colleague, Dr. Ziad Mamesh, who's first deputy minister, I'll call him giving that term, with the Ministry of Health in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, who was previously the director of the WHO Collaborating Center for Infection Control in the Saudi Arabian National Guard. And I'm happy to identify Dr. Osama Ibrahim, who works with CDC and who's working with us on this project and who is shortly to be assigned to the kingdom as a representative of the federal government on this team. Dr. Tadessa Buhib, who's one of the project officers for the Global Public Health Informatics Program, and Robert Fagan in the back there, who's one of our, he's the project officer for the contract, and Dr. Ahmad Bagdal, who's our Public Health Informatics Fellow. I'm real thankful that they're in the audience, and Russ Gann is in here too, I hope, somewhere, because this is really a technological presentation, and I'm an epidemiologist, so I'm sort of struggling in an environment that I'm not as familiar with. But and this really hits at the question that I was asking you. You know, we have domestic responsibility at CDC for supporting local and state health department integrated surveillance efforts, which include not just the reportable conditions, but also healthcare-associated infections and other types of health outcomes that a local state health department might be very much interested in monitoring. We have the opportunity through collaboration with the Saudi Arabian National Guard to develop a project, which would be a project to develop an integrated and international healthcare-associated safety network, as well as an integrated reportable disease system in the National Guard. Having worked in the United States at the state level, the national level, you know, we have we have legacy systems, we have state governments that each have their own jurisdictional responsibilities and so forth. So working in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia has some unique advantages. First of all, it's high-level executive sponsorship. When the king says that this will be done, it will be done. Plus, there are no legacy systems that exist. And there are resources to be able to build out something there, which is really a dream for what we'd want in the United States. And so we've begun the project effective last December, going through the user requirements. I'd like to present to you some of this information, which we hope will be leverageable because we're building it according to the strategies at the national level of open source, having service-oriented architecture, having the sort of reusability of elements of our project. So I think it's been wonderful also to work in a different culture, and certainly knowing your customer is a key part of our strategy. And I wanted to tell a story. A disappointed salesman of Coca-Cola returned from his Middle East assignment, and the friend asked, "Why weren't you successful with the Arabs?" The salesman explained, when I got posted to the Middle East, I was very confident that I'd make a good sales pitch, as Coke was virtually unknown there. But I had a problem. I didn't know how to speak Arabic. So I planned to convey the message through three posters. The first poster, a man lying in a hot desert sand, totally exhausted and fainted. The second poster, a man is drinking our cola. And the third poster, our man is now totally refreshed. Then these posters were pasted all over the place. And then the question is then, that should have worked, said the friend. The salesman replied, "But I didn't realize that Arabic is read from right to left." So you can see it's important to know your customer. And so the concept of the work here is to really do what we've been dreamed about in the United States, and that is develop truly integrated systems, something that would tap in basically to the needs of public health practice at different levels and be able to collect health outcome information that would be usable for decision makers at different levels. And so our principal colleague, Dr. Mamesh, who's not able to be here because we're in the throes of Ramadan and the important mass gathering that's occurring there now, and they have H1N1concerns there, so he's not able to travel here to present this. The integrated system that we're thinking about is on the healthcare side, the Integrated Healthcare Safety Network. You're familiar with the National Healthcare Safety Network in the United States. The NHSN collects certain health outcomes that are associated with iatrogenic or nosocomial infections and helps to identify problems in the hospital setting, primarily designed for patient safety and to protect the sick. That's better information. But also on the public health side, there are 44 reportable conditions in the kingdom, similar to the 77 reportable conditions here. There are unique ones there, like a scorpion bite, which is not a reportable condition that I know of in the United States, but they do collect dengue fever, malaria, et cetera, in a very common way. And I'll show you the pattern of the data flow in a moment. So we want to protect the well and protect the sick, but to work at it at a truly integrated way. So the vision was that an integrated surveillance and information system allowed rapid, correct, and complete collection, analysis, and dissemination of the data of public health importance to people who can take action. This is a traditional mission statement, I think, that we would agree to in the United States as well. The purposes of the International Healthcare Safety Network was to provide a tool for healthcare associated facilities to collect information about these infections, HAIs, which you've probably heard several presentations at the FIN about the NHSN, and other adverse events, including the use of standardized protocols and standard definitions forms, analysis patterns that can be comparable in the kingdom as well as the United States and have sort of a global dimension. That there should be outcome and process measures for performance improvement built into this, and provides data collection on an international level that could be leveraged, meaning that the kingdom would like for the tools that are developed there to be used by other, certainly Gulf countries. Some of those have fewer resources than the kingdom does, but there would be some sort of a standardized or regionalized approach for data collection that would account for the unique requirements of an individual country for protecting its own population. And as I mentioned, Dr. Mamesh is a director of a WHO collaborating center, so there's a regional interest in the Eastern Mediterranean region for developing these standards. The requirements a hospital must submit a monthly report plan, and there is an ongoing system for collecting this information now. It's just paper-based. And so the goal is to create an electronic environment so the data could be entered and analyzed, communicated much more quickly, and that eventually could be, we could leverage the electronic medical record, electronic lab reporting system that's in the hospitals of the National Guard so that you'd had automated notification. And our long-range goal has been that in the kingdom we might be able, our hope is, to be able to develop a tool or tools or sets of elements of tools that could be brought back to the United States domestic market, because we have the same goal in the United States, basically. The data then would be submitted, you know, regularly and pass certain control checks. And there are phases to our work. We have a three-year or three-phased project with the National Guard, and that with the IHSN, we have the obligation in phase one to develop out a tool that can be deployed by the end of April of next year, which has these patient safety components and device associated events. These are the elements of the data collection, the health outcomes that will be collected through the IHSN, which really parallel what's happening in the NHSN in the United States. The goal, in fact, Dr. Mamesh would like to be able to develop a system that is almost identical to the NHSN in the United States, using the same analysis patterns, the same information that's collected, so it can compare data from one particular, either from a hospital to a hospital within the kingdom, or also at the international level. And you may recognize these domains of health outcomes, central line associated bloodstream infections, the prevention practices that are associated with NHSN, ventilator-associated pneumonia, et cetera. Those are elements of this which really parallel the NHSN. There's a whole set of high-level data flow, and I have Robert and I think Russ will be here in a moment if you have any specific questions about the architecture of this. But there are the concept of creating a master patient index, or some would call a global patient index in the kingdom, where you have the linking back to a record of an individual that is a vertical or a registry type of an approach, where an individual's health outcome, public health outcome related information is collected and will not have to be reproduced. This is the data flow that's been designed for the IHSN, and the goals are not only for the case management, but also for the contact tracing and alerting, and even to components of syndromic surveillance in the system. The second domain, if you will, of our project is to develop an electronic notifiable diseases surveillance system, very similar to the integrated surveillance system that was presented earlier, and that really reflects similar functionality to the National Electronic Disease Surveillance System and the NEDS-based system, and other systems that are NEDS-compatible systems in the United States, where you have the occurrence of a health event, and that can be any type of health event, either infectious or chronic or injury-related. And I think Dr. Frieden rightfully posed this challenge to us on Monday in his plenary, that we should be monitoring the diseases of this century as well as the infectious conditions that were monitored in the last century. And certainly there's an interest in looking at chronic disease measures in the kingdom, as well as we have this interest in domestically. To confirm the case, which usually involves the connection of the laboratory information to the clinical information, and that information can be collected at different reporting levels, at the basic level of a primary health care, or at the regional level in the Ministry of Health, and can be communicated and used at different levels depending upon the surveillance goals. There are data recipients in the kingdom that are unique to the kingdom, obviously. These regions or cities in Saudi Arabia that have healthcare facilities. Remembering that our client right now is the National Guard, which is very similar, if you will, to the VA in the United States, represents about a tenth of the population in the kingdom. The CEO of the National Guard was recently promoted, if you will, to become the Minister of Health in the kingdom. That occurred last February. So we have our sponsor now has been is now the Minister of Health, and so there's an interest for us to develop and roll this out to the kingdom wide, which then would be another project for us. But the idea is that what we do with the National Guard can be leveraged to the rest of the population in Saudi Arabia. So, you know, the functionality as an epidemiologist of the collection, the analysis of the information, the case finding, as well as the case management components of the system are built into this plan. So, you know, we have a vision of the case detection occurring at the central region, as well as the regions that are represented in the National Guard's deployment. We have laboratories and hospital units that collect the information into a case report. You have active surveillance going on, daily lab results that are collected for surveillance purposes, scanning those for the reportable conditions, and that there is an infection prevention and control department that sort of monitors these conditions in the National Guard. This is the data flow, if you will. On the bottom right are the events under surveillance related to the IHSN, and I mentioned those earlier in the architectural design that we talked about. So the component architecture includes a system profile, the technology used, a module profile, and we've done an environmental scan and layered framework to support these configurable deployments. So our vision is that we create also the electronic notifiable diseases surveillance system core at the same time as we're developing the IHSN, all of which is open source, all of which has this service-oriented architecture as well. The idea then, of course, is to leverage this and to be able to make it available to other clients. The system profile for the electronic notifiable diseases surveillance system is that it should be interoperable and should have a capacity to be customizable, to have multi-level component architecture, meaning that we want it to be able to collect not only notifiable conditions information, but also veterinary public health information and environmental information. Should be service-oriented as well, and the concept of a global grid is a part of the vision that we have for this work. Loosely coupled and modular, flexible and upgradable. And we really have done due diligence, I think, trying to look at the best of breed solutions to meet these functional capabilities. We've done a very comprehensive review of the systems that exist, not only in the United States, but also around the world, looking at different approaches. And open source is still an important strategic imperative for us, and to be able to reuse these modules where applicable. And so the looking at the industry standards, the protocols for data modeling and vocabulary, for secure communication, the kingdom has the same need for privacy, security, and confidentiality, and data collection and maintenance as we do in the United States at each state level. They also have the requirements to report through the international health regulations certain conditions that are associated with that global policy. The United States also has that obligation. And they report to the regional level. So they share public health information and have the requirements to report certain information to different levels. We want this to be internet-based mobile capacity. Right now we have a team in the field to develop a mobile handheld solution for data collection, for early event detection during the mass gatherings that occur. We have almost 2 million faithful pilgrims who come to Mecca in a short period of time during Ramadan, but also Hajj, which begins November 21st. You have the same sort of extraordinary event in the global arena, and the potential for spread of communicable diseases is really tremendous. We're using and looking at different technologies available, still assessing what is the best approach in the open source arena and the standards that would be supported by the system. And we want there to be a core and analysis layer. The business layer should have these components of administration, the assignment of user rights, et cetera, and in the business layer, the communication and messaging components too. And so we're sort of almost thinking this is potential. I know Scott Danos is in the audience here, one of the principal architects of the NEDS base system and NEDS, and we're thinking that this might be the NEDS 2.0, if you will, because we have the capacity to develop this in a way that's sort of as an opportunity for us. The business layer, we can answer any questions that you may have related to this. This is the information technologists that are working on this project are in the audience here. The four major layers being application, communication, and messaging, service, and data store. So the current approach to development will be the agile development approach, which I think has been very effectively shown in other venues, Utah being an example of that, where the Trisano has been done a very nice job of collaborative open source development with the Utah Department of Health, and performed incrementally in what are called sprints, et cetera. So those are the sort of the state of the art, if you will, of development approaches, we think. And this is an example of the current development approach that we plan to take. We have a short time window. We have to take advantage of the best of breed. We have to build on what exists, but we want to have a vision of this that would be something that would be in line with the strategies that the National Center has put forward. There are functional benefits, obviously, that are pretty standardized that everybody would agree to with an integrated surveillance system, and definitely business benefits that we think that will be not only an advantage to a client who is country that has plenty of resources, like the United States, but also potentially could be leveraged to clients that are countries that are not as well developed and have as a rich public health infrastructure. So I'll be happy to take any questions, and we have our architects and IT folks in the audience. Okay, so the resources come from the Saudi Treasury, and our office is we're the project managers, if you will. The National Guard is the client. So our office is the National Center for Public Health Informatics. It's actually technically the Global Public Health Informatics Program, which now exists within NICFI. And as you all know, there's an organizational change that's occurring at CDC, and so. But this project lies within what's called the Global Public Health Informatics Program at the CDC.
So the Global
Public Health Informatics Program. It's one of the 11 programs in the National Center for Public Health Informatics. So it's the CDC, is the answer to your question, short. Yeah.